The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Ketubos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph begins by saying, Yilei Ma'arayis Arayis Mamish, and Shneis Medivrei Sofrin, why Kivan de Medivrei Arayis Chazilei Amaya In Lehen Knas. In other words, that we said in the Brisa earlier, that Arayis Vishniyas Arayis Ein Len Knas V'Lei Pitoi, ask the Gemara on the top over here, that if you'll tell me we're talking about Shniyas Arayis, like a mother's mother, and the other Shniyas mentioned in Yivamas Chafal of Amar Aleph, which are only Osir Midirabanon, why since Midirayis, that this woman is fit for him to marry, why shouldn't she have Knas? Meaning to say as follows, the Pasuk tells us V'Lei Siyeli Isha, and we learn out from that pasuk two things about being ma'ana sanaya, which we've been discussing. Number one, we learn out that if one is ma'ana sanaya, there's a mitzvah saseya of a lacy elisha that he should take her as a wife. Obviously, if she is a wife that he's able to legally marry, excluding a chayvi krisis and so on, like we mentioned earlier in the Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis. And another prerequisite that the pasuk is teaching us, that the din of paying knas to a naira is only a naira which is royal lekaima, which is chazilei. However, a naira which he's not able to marry, which is not able to be part of the v'lei siyeli isha, such a woman does not get knas. So the Gemara is asking, why did you tell me that shniyas don't get knas? Midei raisa, she's perfectly fit, 100%. It's only a din derabanan. So since midei raisa chazilei, why shouldn't she get knas? What's pshat in the braisa if that's what it means? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara asking this question actually triggers us to wonder about the age-old question about the significance of a derabanan. In other words, on the one hand, midiraisa, this woman is 100% fit. On the other hand, the derabanan banned anyone from marrying her. Not only that, but it's extremely significant that the Gemara is saying this midiraisa michze chazilei by shnius, as we'll see in a moment. First of all, there's a question, if any time something is ene roi midirabanan, is it considered ene roi midiraisa or not? The Mishnah Melech in Perek Zayim Mitrumas is famous for having elaborated about this, and it's a question that comes up all the time. How much does the Derabanan have an effect on the Deiraisa? Of course, we would be remiss if we wouldn't mention the famous Nasivis that says, in Siman Reish Lamadala in Chayshe Mishpat, that if someone is over an Issa Derabanan B'Shoigeg, then he doesn't have to do Tshuva. Because Issa Derabanan is Leisosim in Adav Rasha Yerucha. And the fellow who did it inadvertently was not Sarman Adavra Shayerucha at all. He didn't turn away from anything. He was inadvertently doing what he did, and that's how he committed the rabbinical decree. So that's not cool that he was Sarman Adavra Shayerucha, that he turned away from what the Rabbanan ordered from him, decreed upon him. And therefore he does not have to do tshuva. This Nesivus has somewhat become sort of a springboard as to discuss in all different scenarios the significance of a Rabbanan. If there's actually an intrinsic decree that they're abundant established in the things that they forbade, or it's only a dim that a person has to heed to the words of their Rabbanan, but nothing actually, there's no real voltage of Avera in the actual committing the sin of the Rabbanan. The reason why I say that it's extra significant that it's said in the Gemara here with regard to Shnius, that since Medeiraisa Mitzvah Chazilei, therefore it should be an Isha Ruyalei Medeiraisa, is because we find by Shnius specifically that it seems to be more of a stringent type of a derabanan. For example, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, Habal Evermin Ha'arayas Kimis Asik, Azalpisha Enka Vanosilika Chayiv, the Chayin B'chayiv Elavin Ushnius. In other words, if someone is born a Shnius, even though he's only a Misasik, he's Chayiv. The Rambam Magid is so bothered by this that he says it's a Toy Sefer. However, the Kesef Mishnah says that li nearly yashiv shafel pisha ene loike chayiv l'shamayim v'chein b'shnius. And the Radva says the same thing. Of course, according to the Nesivis and anybody that would hold in that direction, that an Issa Derabanan does not have any intrinsic significance and it's all about not being Sarman Adav Rasha Yerucha, it's hard to understand how if somebody's Baal Ashniyam in Derabanan by mistake, he's going to be chayiv even midirabanan in any which way. Why, he wasn't Sarman Adav Rasha Yerucha. Sefer Shvili Tzion in Chelik Aleph and Siman Aleph and Beis, elaborates very, very much on this whole topic and discusses the Achranim that bring this Raya and many other Rayas, whether or not an Issa Derabanan has intrinsic significance or it's just a din that the person shall distance himself from what the Derabanan forbade. However, with regard to Shni specifically, I'd like to point out that we find numerous times that it seems like the Derabanan made Gzeiris so that a person should not come to be born a shniyah. For example, you see in the third parak of Yevamos Arba Achin that there's discussions about making gzeris so that somebody shouldn't be baal ashniya. And the question is, why doesn't this apply the regular rule of gzeirah l'gzeirah? That we do not make a gzeirah on another gzeirah. And since the whole issur of shniyah is only midrabanan, l'chair we should apply the rule of engrazing gzeirah l'gzeirah, like the rabbanon always do, like Chazal say numerous places. Of course, there are certain regulations when this applies and when it doesn't, which are not so simple. However, it is a pretty good question why it seems like the rabbanon were concerned to the extent of making gzeirahs so that nobody should be baal al ashniyah. Perhaps the answer is that a shniya is actually a din derabanan, that they were misakin that the shniya has a din erva midirabanan. And we do find sometimes that even if the rabbanan generally did not make an iser chefza, did not actually make an intrinsic significance and voltage of avera in the thing itself that they forbade, and it was only a din on the person that he should distance himself from it. However, there are certain scenarios where apparently they did have the power, and they did use the power to actually make a real iser chefza. Just one other example, perhaps, is the concept of mavui. The whole idea of not carrying in a mavui is iser derabanan. Nevertheless, we find at the beginning of Erevin that there's certain cases where somebody fixed up a mavui according to the rabbinical ways of fixing it up, and the Gemara says, gzera shem yivchais, we don't want it in this way, we don't want it in that way, because maybe it'll get smaller. So what if it gets smaller? Even if it gets lower than 20, or high, etc., all the different cases of gzeris, why don't you say, engrez in gzera l'gzera, the whole mavui is derabanan. Apparently, by mavui, and who adin by shniyas, there might have been a more stringent version of the Rabbanans where they actually created an Isser Chefza Midrabanan. In fact, the Daki Moshe and Evan Ezer, Siman Tezvov, and others, as well as their Meir Simcha and others, discuss if somebody's Mekadosh Shniya and then someone else's Mekadosher, does she need a get from the second one, or from the first one for that matter? Because perhaps we say that Midraisa she is a good Isha, and therefore the Kedushin is Taifis. But on the other side, Midrabanan, they made it for an Erva, and an Erva Kedushin is not Taifis at all, to the extent that you shouldn't need a get. This is a subject of controversy in the Achrenim, which is discussed by many, and in fact we see from here that perhaps the Shniyah was actually made a real din Erva to the extent that Kedushin wouldn't be Taifis altogether, and she wouldn't even need a get. But alas, I'm digressing a little bit. I wanted to stay focused to the discussion of the Sugyas and Eilin Nairis, which relate to this, as opposed to encompassing the whole topic at large. The Shita Megabetis over here on the Flamed Vav Mar Aleph asks that why is it that the Gemara earlier on Daf Chavtes Amid Beis, when discussing Shimon HaTemani and Shimon HaMenasseh, had a dashim v'loy si l'isha, if we say that it means isha shirui l'kaima or isha shiyesh ba'avaya, the Gemara says on Chavtes Amid Beis, mamzeres u'nesina ikav einayu. Now mamzeres is obviously a chayvi lavi midaraisa. Nesina, however, is only an isha derabanot. It's worth mentioning that many times we find in the Rishayim that Mamzeres and Nesina was only mentioned Agav of Mamzeres, and we only meant Mamzer. See the Rishayim in Yevamos Memdalet and in other places. However, that's the Shita Megabetis' question, and so ask many others. There it seems to be that even a Nesina Midirabanan as well is also going to be Ein Ba Hava, or Ein Rui Lekaima. Whereas over here the Gemara says, Mederais and Mirzachazion, why shouldn't they have Knaf? So it's a little bit contradictory. To the extent that the Shita Megabetis suggests that maybe Nesina is much more stringent than a Shniyah. Maybe Nesina, the Rabbanan made a real Isser of Nesina, whereas over here, it's just a din that they said that it's Archoka, that the person should distance himself, but it's not intrinsic. Quite the opposite of what we were just saying about Shniyahs before. That's what the Shita Megabetis says to answer this question. The Rambam in Perek Alef of Hilchos Na'ar Besula Halacha Hey says that Misha Onas Isha Da Atayra Omra V'loi Siyah L'Isha Hani Mila B'Isha Shem Muteres Elov. Raman begins that a person is supposed to marry, obviously, a woman who he was ma'anis, like we've been discussing. However, he says that an ish is a sasura love, even if it's only a chayve asei, or even a shniya, hareza lo yisa'ena. And the Kesef Mishnah says, why? What do you mean? The Rai says she's mutter. Why shouldn't he marry her? And he says, to Terusim, either because the Rabbanan answered it, and because Mishmeris l'mishmarati, so therefore it's excluded because she's not an isha ruyaloi. And then he says, he called the Rabbanan smichinu alay saser. So since lay saser is a pasuk in the Torah, and all the Rabbanans are basically linked to that iser Torah, she's therefore not considered an isha ruyaloi midai raisa. Similar to the question that the Shita Megabetis was asking from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav to the Gemara and Daf Chavtes, the Achrayim all ask on this Rambam and Kesef Mishnah and Perek Aleph Halacha Hey from the Gemara on Daf Chavtes, that there the Gemara seems to say that Nesina is considered Isha Shein Eruyeloi, And nevertheless, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav still wanted her to get knas. If the Rambam says, like the Gemara seems to say on Daf Chavtes, that Issei Derabanan is also considered Isha She'ein Nevrui L'Kaimo, why then should she get knas? L'Chari, they're both learned out of the same pasuk. So perhaps we can suggest a very simple answer, and the Achrayim say this, I saw the Yonis Elam says this in Siman Aleph, as do others, that there's a difference between what we derive from Laisi Elisha with regard to getting married, as opposed to Laisi Elisha, the Gavi getting knas. Laisi Elisha with regard to getting married means an Isha that is roi to marry. So obviously in Asina, albeit an Issei Derabanan, at the end of the day, a person cannot go and physically marry an Asina, because since she's prohibited me the Rabbanon, he's not going to be able to marry her at all, because the Rabbanon banned him from marrying her. However, with regard to knas, it's what type of woman did the Torah say gets knas. Now, the Torah said that any type of woman that's able to be married can get knas, including a shniyah. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, from the Torah's perspective, from the deraita perspective, she is able to get married. That the Rabbanon said that you should not marry a shniyah, especially if it's only an Issa Gavra, is not going to intrinsically change what type of woman she is. She's still a type of woman that midaraita is chazi l'kaima. It just happens to be that physically he can't go and marry her. So with regard to the actual din of a Laisi Elisha to be mekayim the mitzvah, we say that you don't do it. However, with regard to the din of what type of Isha gets knas, of course, even a shniyah will be able to get knas. And that wouldn't be no contradiction between the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav and the Gemara and Chavtes and Beis, or the Rambam and Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, for that matter. See the Mishnah Malach over there, Barichas, is Marach about all the different options that we could say, but that's the difference between a Nasina Lagabe, if you could marry her, Lagabe, the mitzvah of a Laisi Elisha, and a shniyah with regard to whether she should get knas of Baal Anayra.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.